で。
I'd like to get an approval for tonight's agenda.
I make a motion to approve.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, approved. Well, we're supposed to have a lot of reports from people, but nobody's here. We don't have a metro officer to report. But we did have some metro activity about a week ago. Mark, do you have any information on that? What was going on up there by that cell tower?
Yeah, at the trailhead, there was a call out for medical attention for a sprained ankle. I thought, why the heck am I responding to a sprained ankle? So I went there, and there were three Metro police cars, all their lights flashing. And one of them directed me over to the vehicle with the individual with the sprained ankle. And I first saw the individual, it seemed, there wasn't, something just not quite normal about the situation. I said, you're the one with the sprained ankle? He said, yes. I said, do you have any other medical conditions or any other injuries? He said, no, just a sprained ankle. But I used to be an EMT, and I learned that the sooner you put a compression bandage on it, the faster it'll heal. I didn't have that with me. So I called you out so you can give me a compression bandage. I know how to wrap it. All you need to do is give me the bandage and the tape. I'll handle the wrapping and then we're done. I said, fine. So I went back to the truck, got a compression bandage and some tape, and I got a used one from a throwaway ice pack. Gave it to him. He was thrilled. I said, you used to be an EMT with the fire department? He said, yeah, before I became a porn star. And then I looked down and this guy had breasts. And that's why all the Metro guys were there. One guy said, hey, you got to see this. Okay. And that's all it was.
Okay.
So,
well, I know
from the more interesting medical calls that I've had.
From our house, we could see helicopter activity and people patrolling that whole hillside for several hours.
It was just a porn star with a sprained ankle.
Wow.
That's all it was.
Okay. Well, that's interesting anyway. All right. We do have a representative from the county here, so we'll let him tell us what's happening in the world.
A couple things for you. First of all, one of the things we want to follow up with is see if in the near future with the weather getting better, if you want to look at setting a date for a cleanup up here that we can reserve the public services to bring out a dumpster and stuff. At your next meeting, if you guys want to think about it and maybe give Megan a date, that'd be something that we want to get organized. Secondly, and in the next couple months, we're going to start advertising for CAC and TAV members. I know you've all been through it several times, and so if you're interested in reapplying, you can talk to Megan at the next meeting. We will have applications coming out, but you're probably going to see notices in the paper, notices on your agendas and everything else with that term that will begin in January of 2001. And of course, if you do reapply, you know that I think it would be January 9th, that first Saturday, would be the annual training that would be required for everybody per NRS. So hopefully we'll see some of you to reapply for that. The other thing I need to do this evening is update you on your requests previously on the budget. As you know, town boards and CACs do not wield a budget per se, but every year we go through the process of making requests from the townships and the CAC locations. We then, as the liaisons, if it's a public works issue, try to work with public works. If it's a parks and rec, work with parks and rec to get it incorporated into their budget, social service, and so on and so forth. It's my understanding that one of the things that was requested in your last cycle was a community center. Unfortunately, I'm here to let you know that was not approved through the county, but we do know that the Forest Service is applying for a SNPLMA grant for a fire station that could possibly have some community activities and meeting rooms inside with the design of that. So one of the things that with the SNPLMA applications this year is that Commissioner Jones went back to D.C., met with BLM representatives, met with the Department of Interior, and it's our feeling that there's going to be significantly more monies available this round than there has been in future, in previous rounds, and that besides that, the county hopefully will be submitting more applications. In the past, we were limited to 3 applications for the county, and so we're hoping that we'll be able to submit additional applications. We know that the Forest Service, his intention is to be applying for that fire station, which could have a community room with it. A cemetery was requested. It's my understanding that Megan is still working at that, looking into what requirements there may be and researching that. The drainage culverts that were requested along Benedict Drive, that there wasn't sufficient space according to Public Works. That you also requested several things through the department, I mean through the fire department. 5-inch water main underground from the 16,000 gallon water tank on the south side of Highway 160. You also requested to connect the end of the underground water main to a dry fire hydrant near the new frontage road. You requested equipment for engine 79, a 5-inch fire hydrant valve that of course would go with that previous request. And last but not least was a helicopter landing zone. It's anticipated that at your next meeting that there'll be an update on that. And so all those things were put in, and according to the information that I received earlier today, that there'll be an update on all those requests next month.
Mike,
yes.
Are they still moving forward with that? Because that land is up for sale, so I wasn't sure.
I don't know if they're moving forward. The information that I got to record is that all those requests of the fire department, there must be some decision that's being made that they would update next month, according to what I received today. And then next meeting, you guys should be thinking of things that you would want for this next funding cycle. It'll be on your agenda to make requests, and like all the urban town boards and everything else, is that it's a wish list, but you know, we'll wish big, and hopefully that, you know, we can get some of those things incorporated into budgets. We do know that it's been a difficult year with COVID and everything else, and the county's not going to have a lot of excess money laying around, but still, important projects should still be brought up. The other things that I wanted to make sure is the last time I was here, you guys had requested that we follow up on some bright lights that are out back here. I do know that a case was opened, a notice was sent on that. I checked with public response before I came up today, because that was one of the things when I was here last time. And then also on Benedict Drive, there's a vacant parcel that has a number of things that have been stored there. I'm not exactly sure where Benedict Drive is up here, but there's also some outside storage and things of that nature that have been stored on this parcel, and that they were following up with that as well. And that's all I have this evening.
Okay.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Is there a possibility that if the Forest Service builds a new fire station over near the big water tank, that we could make that a joint Forest Service Clark County fire station?
I don't know the technicalities of that, but I will certainly ask.
Because we've got a lot of synergy together. Oftentimes we respond in the same incidents, and there would be built-in efficiencies with such a new facility.
I think it'd be a great way to go. And to look, take
and
a look at
it. Also free up this building to be a community center.
There you go.
Are they still going to move forward with it since they didn't need it for right away for the road?
I don't
know. Yeah.
We've got a problem with parking out here.
Oh, certainly.
The highway.
I was worried I parked in a bad space.
Presents a safety issue.
Yeah.
We're holding our trainings here, so we're going to be continuing to hold our trainings down in New Island just for safety issues. And if we were able to have a co-located news station with the Forest Service that had 4, 5, or 6 bays to it, half of which would be Clark County, half of which would be Forest Service, and that would give us a larger facility. It would be off the road, so we'd have safe parking. It would be closer to the water storage tanks, so it would be easier to refill our water tanks. We have a lot of advantages both for the Forest Service and for truck driving.
Cool. No, I mean, just listening to you sounds reasonable.
Yeah. And then it would allow this facility to get repurposed possibly for a meeting, community-type center to handle the other events.
Exactly. And I don't know any, like I said,
it's a great idea.
Technicalities or any legal things, but certainly I will, when I go back tomorrow, I'll pass that out.
I'm kind of sure you can talk with Forest Service. I'm sure they have other ideas, sure, on how to make it win-win for everybody.
Yeah. No. Cool. Thank you.
I know at one of the last meetings that I attended, that somebody, a lady was there who lived on that side of the highway.
Yes.
And had trouble getting across the highway to get her mail. And that sounds pretty reasonable to me. And she thought there should be mailboxes on her side of the street too.
There were supposed to be.
And it isn't going to get better when they...
I know you've had the mailbox issue on your agendas in the past.
Because the pedestal was built, and then one Saturday, like when they removed the boxes and moved them to another location, another Saturday, they just simply put up all the mailboxes on the one side.
Okay.
And then the explanation was given that the mail carrier was going to charge extra for the contract if they had to make two stops.
And was that... Has that traditionally in the past been part of the NDOT discussions or information that they brought up?
No, they just did it. Even though the plans say both two sides, and it was designed that way, and it was even built that way, but it was installed another way. We keep getting the runaround. Best we got was that there was going to be extra charge on the contract if the mail carrier had to make two stops.
Megan had reached out to me for some safety perspectives a couple of months ago. She had seemed like she made it clear that she was going to be going to bat for you guys with the postal service.
Yeah.
I don't know where that falls under.
I don't know.
On that play, but I know that was one of her problems.
Yeah, I think that... The problem was not with DOT, it was really with the Postal Service.
Right.
And she was getting ready to go to battle with
them. It makes sense to NDOT, it makes sense to you, it makes sense to Megan, it's the post office. So I know she's working on that.
And so there's nobody from NDOT tonight for a report, is that what I understand?
Right, there's no NDOT people here, but we do have our Metro representative.
All right, a little late, somebody maybe a little attention. Go past $500,000. Sergeant Jeff Dean, I don't really have anything significant to report. It's been status quo for the most part. You guys might have noticed two Saturdays ago, we had the helicopter out looking around. We were working a missing person case. We located the person, there's no issue. But that was about as exciting as it got here since the last meeting. Did anyone have any questions for me?
Yeah, I wasn't around for the missing person, but I heard about it. And some people in the community would like to know more about it. Was it a missing hiker?
No. It was a domestic type situation where one of the partners decided that they wanted to walk away from their other partner, but didn't tell them about it. So.
And they walked away in the woods?
They walked out to the woods. They walked out to the road and hitchhiked the road.
Okay.
So yeah, it was not a traditional like missing. They were hiking up to the tower on their way. They had some kind of an argument on the way down. The one split.
Okay.
Got right in front. We were able to locate the person.
My understanding, there was quite a bit of activity with aircraft and vehicles.
We were concerned that it was, with the history of domestic violence between the two, we were concerned that the other party may have done harm to the other one. So that's why we were trying to locate that person.
Okay.
At the end of the day, it ended up being a voluntary walkaway type of thing. So it was more of a, we wanted to make sure there wasn't somebody out there who had been the victim of a crime, which wasn't the case.
Yay, good.
Thank you, officer.
Thank you. Under planning and zoning, we have nothing. General business, we have nothing. So we're open for comments on any topic that you want to bring up. Not that we can vote on, but for discussion.
I'd just like everybody to know that this building is finally going to be brought up to code.
You've never had heat in these rooms over here. You've got to bring your own space heaters. When my fire chief was able to arrange the facilities to come, they're going to be installing a propane heater in the two rooms here. And that will finally bring us up to code. They're also going to remove a bunch of this wall with a real tiny doorway in it.
Yeah.
To improve the ventilation. And so that we'll be able to go through the doorway without hitting our shoulders on the edges.
Do you already have propane on site, or are they going to have to install
it? We have propane on site already. That's what beats this heater.
Okay.
This heater just doesn't get into those rooms very well. So the winter time is really cold over here.
So can we add an item for next month?
Yeah, if you'd like to leave a note that.
Yes, please. Before NDOT leaves with their landscaping crew, are they going to do a weed removal?
It's I'm going to bring that up because we've never had tumbleweeds up here.
Because of the, no, it comes in, as soon as the dirt is disturbed,
yeah.
It shows up. And yeah. We're going to have them for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dead trees that need to be cleaned out.
Yes. And I'll be talking to the Forest Service to see if I can get them to help.
And what about the landscaping that's not native to the area? They put in a lot of landscaping that's down by Red Rock and lower. So when it's dead next spring because it froze out, do we get replacements with native?
I don't know. That's a
good question. They have jumping cactus, they have cow tongue cactus, they have the yuccas from down below. The only thing I saw was they do have a native yucca, that kind of grayish one. That is native to up here, but all the rest of that stuff and the toya bean, none of that stuff lives up here. It won't make it through the winter.
It seems like at the last meeting when we were talking about landscaping, they said they had an obligation to maintain and replace for a period of 1 year after the plant.
Yeah, they sure didn't even put in native. I don't know what those little shrubs are and if they're going to sustain through, couldn't tell you because I don't know what they are. But the rest of it won't make it, which, fine, who wants cactus?
And I'll talk to Megan about making those specific questions part of the NDOT.
Yeah, because Mike, they're landscaping with stuff that was not what they said they were going to do. So whatever the plan says now, it could be very much like they had done with our lights, where they had said, oh, low watt, low, remember all of that? And then come to find out, they put in one of the highest wattage bulbs in up here with those LEDs. So with a fight, they finally did it. So they're doing the same thing with the lovely landscaping out there and the rock. They're just doing what they want.
Okay.
Cool. Those yuccas are temperature dependent.
Mm-hmm.
So they grow in a temperature zone, like when you go to Pahrump.
Mm-hmm.
So if the temperature changes, they go higher up the mountain or go higher or lower down.
Yeah, so most of that stuff is, you see it once you start getting to the pet where they have the, what, that midnight trail or late night trail.
Yeah.
From there on down.
There's only a pickup truck with a water tank behind it. The guy waters every day 2,000 plants. All he does is turn around water all the time. If you don't get any rain, I don't know how long you're going to be there, if you don't get any rain, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll freeze out too. The pond between the two.
Any other comments on anything? Mark?
I would like to revisit doing a community cleanup, but that probably isn't going to happen.
I mentioned that earlier.
Okay.
And that hopefully you guys, when at the next meeting, maybe have some good dates ready to present to the mayor.
For this fall?
Yes.
It'll be late
if
by then.
We want to coordinate that with Forest Service because we don't have to rearrange the event to find a chipper shredder and a crew to run it. So that we could do not just community trash cleanup, but decreased wildland fuels up here. And then chip and shred the brush and branches.
Good.
So I'll talk to Megan on the next visit about that.
Very cool.
What's the reality behind that? The next meeting is mid-October. So well, by the time you...
But she could work on that prior to it. I'll update her tomorrow.
Okay.
But that was one of the things that was actually on her report to me, to give out to you guys to start thinking about a date that would work for you and just let her know.
And she could come into the next meeting with an agenda item and say, here's some proposed dates.
Yeah.
Do any of them meet and what we want to do? And we just take
them. If there are dates you have, I would call Megan and go from there. And you know, she's certainly laid up. I mean, her leg is bad. But there's her ability to be able to pick up the phone and talk to Republic and do that organizing, mm-hmm. she'll be able to do. And I know that that's always something that's important to her up here. So
to Mark, with the Forest Service, getting a crew and a chipper, I agree that's something we need to do, but I just got back from a week in Colorado in the mountains and going up and down trails that are normally kept very clear. There's a lot of standing deadwood from the pine beetle from years ago, but it comes down over the trail. There were so many trails that were not cleared. You know, they just weren't keeping up with them. So they're not getting out into the field like they used to, I guess.
Here or there? What do you mean?
There. I don't know what they're doing here, but up there they're not. Mm.
So would you want to do it where you've normally done it, or go on the other side of the highway this year, or?
Oh, the location?
Yeah.
Everybody loved it over at this east of Pinyon.
Okay.
I don't have an opinion on that.
Where some of the people parked?
Yeah.
Where the trail? Yeah.
Okay.
There was only one who disagreed with that location, okay. But everybody else really liked it. It was a lot of parking, easy to get around.
And I'm also gonna tour around different roads throughout our community. And identify roads that are too narrow for fire apparatus to get through. And I want to put plastic flags on the branches or trees that I would like to cut down. And then I'm going to have Carol Hickey send out a letter asking neighbors if they have a problem with me cutting those, then just remove the flags on the branches or trees that you don't want me to cut. Because I want to really help enhance our ability to get our engine and squad up to homes that might be hit by wildfire, we would be experiencing a domestic loss.
Mark, are you seeing the whole trees that are in the way, or just branches?
Branches. Well, I haven't surveyed it yet, but I suspect there may be some whole trees, or at least branches.
Branches, I get that.
That are sticking out. Yeah. And so I'd like to be able to do some trimming of those, but I don't want to upset anybody.
And are you talking, you're not talking Pinyon Benedict, are you talking the dirt trails?
I'm talking some of the roads up like around Notterdam.
Ah, okay.
Up on the south side of the highway, there's a road that has 90 degree turns, they're very narrow.
Yep.
We can pull up, but we can't get out. So we can line up ourselves.
Yeah.
Does it That's impact, what, because they those neighbors say it's private.
Yeah, those are private roads.
Uh-huh.
That's supposed to be.
But if they want to be able to get to their home,
so
by the fire,
okay. Because
then I would know. They rarely, those neighbors rarely come, and so I wouldn't mind calling saying, hey, that's what these flags are for,
right.
And then reach out to you.
Right.
Cool. All right. Anything else? Any other comments on anything?
All right.
Okay, our next meeting will be October 14th, and I'll
bring me birthday cake.
I move for adjournment.
A second?
I second.
Meeting adjourned.
My wife's
name is Robert, so don't go away.
It should be.
Where are you hiding?